Share Mishnah Berurah is Tes Vav Omud Aleph, and we'll continue where we left off yesterday in the middle of Sif Yud Beis, dealing with a person who puts on several garments in the morning that are talis katans. Yesterday we explained that you could make one bracha that would be pattering several garments if you had in mind to put them on at the same time and you didn't have much of an interruption between them. The Mechaber continues today in the middle of Sif Yud Beis, and he says, V'huadin in lohiyah b'dayto mitchila al kulam. If you didn't have intention to put on several garments, it's like you intended to put them on, but you had a hafsaka, a break in between, and then one bracha can't be pattering all of the others, and you have to make a separate bracha on each of the talis katans that you're putting on. The Mishnah Berurah pointed out yesterday that if you are going to try to exempt several garments with one bracha of al mitzvah tzitzis, you shouldn't have any hafsaka in between, you shouldn't speak or talk in between. The kol shekein sheyizar shalol hafsik hefsik gadol, and certainly not to have a long hefsik in between, because this causes one the osur ligrom beracha sheino tzricha. You're now making an unnecessary bracha. You could have gotten away with one bracha, but instead you now have to make several brachas, and this is incorrect. This leads to an interesting discussion in Dirshu note 42 about what exactly is the isser of taking Hashem's name in vain. And he brings down, taking Hashem's name in vain, hotzas shem shomayim levatola, based upon the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozner Shlita, from Eretz Yisrael, who says that there are three levels. Number one, Hamotzi Shem Shemayim Levatola, Shelo B'derech Bracha. If somebody says Hashem's name inappropriately, not in the setting of a bracha, that's certainly over Al Aseh Min HaTorah. That's over Lo Siso Hashem Hashem Lashov. That's taking Hashem's name in vain in Issa Deraisa. Level number two is Hamotzio Ayidei Amiras Bracha Levatola. Somebody says a bracha unnecessarily, says a bracha Levatola over here, and he says the same Hashem. So according to the Rambam, he says you're over on this al iser lo sisa min haTorah. However, Tosa says this is rak in iser derabbanon. And the third level is hagorim bracha sheino tzricha. If you cause a bracha to be recited that wasn't necessary, but now it is necessary. For example, kigon shayoyochel yipater bebracha achas v'yosa hefsek. You could have gotten away with one bracha on multiple pairs of tzitzis, but you then spoke or talked in between, causing you now to have to make a second, what would have been an unnecessary bracha, but now is necessary. L'kol adeos, he says, this is only an issa d'rabbanan. Brings down a fourth level, berach al dover hatofel, b'mokum shikar potro. If you make a bracha on something that was already being really potred by somebody, by something else. For example, if a person is eating a food, really is required to only make one bracha on the ikar item, but instead he makes a bracha as well on the tofel item, he says, ein bo isser. This is not osser to do. While not preferred, it is not usur. The Mishnah Berurah further comments on the idea that the Mechaber said that if you didn't have in mind on all of the garments in front of you, it's as if there's a mafsik beinayim, it's as if you interrupted in between putting them on. The Mishnah Berurah says, midistam, mashma demairi afilu hayu menochem lefonav kol habigodim shala arba kamfos b'shasa bracha. You have in your closet all these different pairs of tzitzis to put on. Va'afilu hochi, tzorich lachzul avorach. But you didn't have in mind to put each one on, so therefore you have to go and make a separate bracha on each one that you put on. Demairi shu rogil rak l'boshachas. We're talking here where he normally would only put on one, but now he's putting on a second one. Therefore, in that situation, the single bracha doesn't go on all of the other pairs of tzitzis there, because they have a kenimlach. Because if you choose a different one subsequently, that's called nimlach. You changed your mind, and your original bracha wasn't going on that, and it's only going on this pair of tzitzis that you intended to wear. Elim kenoyer daito aleim beferish. But if you had intention on all of them, then one bracha could work for all of them. He says similarly, v'hu adin in berach atalis katan al mitzvahs kimin hagenu. And likewise, if you said the bracha al mitzvah tzitzis on your talis katan, and then v'lokach miyad atalis gadol, and then you took your talis gadol and put it on. If when you put on the talis katan you intended to exempt the talis gadol from having to make a bracha on it, ain't tzarech la'azil avaruch, even though that bracha is lis'atev, nevertheless, the bracha al mitzvah tzitzis could pater it. However, u'bistoma, without a specific intention to be exempting the talis gadol from the bracha, you would go and make a bracha on the talis katan and then on the talis gadol. The bistoma in daito ba'al mitzvahs ki'im al talis katan, because normally when a person makes al mitzvah tzitzis, he's only intending to see the talis katan and not the talis gadol. However, the Mishnah Berurah does add, mikol mokum lechatchila, initially, bevada yesh li zoyer shelo levorech al talis katan im daito lubosh tekev talis gadol. One should certainly not usually make the bracha on the talis katan and then immediately put on the talis gadol. Shum gram bracha she'eino tzricha. you are creating an unnecessary bracha to be said, l'sarateth batzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah then adds, im lovash talis below bedika, umotzos oposel. If a person put on his talis without checking it first, as we mentioned a few days ago, that one is supposed to check the chutim to make sure that they're all intact, but he did this, and then he found out that it was posel. Or, oshenifslu tzitzios of achakach, or he was wearing it, and then the tzitzis became posel. And velovesh talis acher, and he therefore puts on another talis, everybody would agree in this situation, sorech levorech pa'am acheres, then you would have to make a new bracha on the talis that you're now putting on. Unless, in lo shoye b'dayto b'feirish b'shaz bracha, unless you intentionally knew you were going to switch talisim over here, and when you put on the first one, you had in mind that it would also be for any other talisim that you would put on, akomashi yilbash achakach, on any other talisim that you would put on. Likewise, if you took off your talis to go check out the strings, you'd also have to make a new bracha when you put it back on. As opposed to if you took off your talis and intended to put it back on, and you didn't have a significant interruption between, which we'll define a little bit later on in our learning, then a person does not have to make another bracha. The Ramah now adds that we were talking about if you had in mind to be yotzei several talisim with one bracha, you could do that. But he says, im pashat harishon, kodim shelov hashasheni, if you took off the first one before you put on the second one, then sarich lazor levorach. He brings down that you have to then, in that situation, make a new bracha on the second one, even though you had in mind when you were putting on the first one that it would fulfill the bracha on the second one. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that many achronim disagree with this. Usirulhu, the hafshita, lo hevi hefsik l'kuli alma, and the taking off that first pair of tzitzis doesn't in any way negate the ability for that first bracha to have worked on the second pair of tzitzis. They know domil amashikos of the mechaber, and this isn't equivalent to what the mechaber writes in Sif Yudalid. They have shita heavy hefsik, that normally taking something off is a hefsik. There, the hasam lo hiya daito bishas bracha shiavshitenu yachzul obash. There, he had no intention or didn't think that he was going to go and take it off and put on another one. Aval hacha here. When he put on the first one, he intended it to be yotzei the bracha on the second one. So therefore, hayodaito bishas bracha alavishas habeger hasheni. So the fact that you took off the first garment doesn't negate the ability of that bracha to have worked on the second one. And he brings down here in the Mishnah Berurah that the achronim are in disagreement with the Ramah and would not require you to make a separate bracha. This is indeed the psak of the Magen Avraham, and one should not make an extra bracha in this situation because of safek brachos lahakel. When in doubt about a bracha, we take the lenient approach and do not make it, except if it's those rare brachos d'oraisa, such as birchas haTorah or benching. Sif Yud Gimel, halovesh talis koton, umivorech alav. If somebody's wearing his talis koton, made a bracha on it, ukishaholech leves haKnesses misatech b'talis gadol. Then when he goes to shul, he wears his talis gadol, tzarech levorech alav. As we've discussed this previously, the Mechaber points out that you make a separate bracha on the talis gadol, even though you made a bracha on your talis koton. The halicha mi beisul lebeis haKnesses chashiva hefsek, and the reason why is because that walking from your house to the shul constitutes a significant enough hefsek that you weren't able to be yotzei with the bracha that you made on your talis katan, that it should pater the bracha required on the talis gadol. In mispala besoch beiso, in the unfortunate situation where a person is unable to go to shul and he's davening in his house, then the mechaber writes im hoya daito mitchila gamal talis gadol. If his intention was, when he put on the talis koton, to have in mind to be yotzei the talis gadol, the lo hifsik bein tayim besicha or bedvar mecherim, and he didn't interrupt in between with a conversation or with any other activity, eino tzarich la'azol levarach, then the bracha of the al mitzvah tzitzis, or l'hisati b'tzitzis that he made on the talis koton, can in fact be yotzei the bracha in his house that he would be making now on the talis gadol. The Mishnah Berurah points out that when one goes from one's house to the shul, even afiluim tekef holach lebeis haKnesses, even if you immediately left the shul right after you put on your talis koton, v'lo yisiach daito b'intayim klal, and even if you didn't have any hesach hadas, any interruption in between in your mind between the putting on of the talis koton to the putting on of the talis gadol in shul, nevertheless you still make a separate bracha on the talis gadol. Mishnah Berurah continues to explain the ha'achronim hiskimu. The achronim agree over here that etzem halicha lo choshiv hefsik, the actual walking isn't the hefsik, that's not the problem. The afal pikein, kosu the tzorach levarach la talis gadol, and despite this, you still have to make a bracha on the Talis Gadol, Mishum Shinui Makom. It's not the walking, it's the change of the place that makes the requirement for the new bracha. And therefore, Lefi Zeh, Hu Adin, the same thing would apply, Im Kishiyotza Mi Beso, Chosa Mi Yad Le Beso, the law of Hashem, Talis Gadol. The person left his house to, let's say, go to his car, and his car didn't start, so he comes back inside to his house and now puts on the Talis Gadol and davens at home. In this situation, Gam Kein Sarich Levorich Olov, he would also have to make a bracha on the Talis Gadol, even though he's right in his house, and there's no Hesech Hadas in between putting on the Talis Katan and the Talis Gadol. Ato Yadaito Gam Ala Talis Gadol, Bishas Bracha. And even though he had in mind, when he put on his Talis Katan, that he would be Motzi, the Talis Gadol, nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah writes over here that he would make a separate bracha because of the Shinui Mokum, the change in place. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Chayei Adam was Choshash L'das HaSovrim, was concerned about the opinion of those who say the Shinui Mokum lo have a Hefsik was there, that just moving from one place to another place doesn't constitute a Hefsik. And therefore, Alkein Hechmir Shelo Levarach. So the Chayei Adam said that one should not make a bracha in this situation that we just explained, where a person left his house and then came back into his house. He should not make a bracha because he had in mind on the Talis Katan to be Motzi the Talis Gadol. The author of the Chayei Adam in his Perish the Nishmas Adam writes, "Shedafko le'inyan achila nechshav shinui makom kehesach hadas." Only in regards to food, eating food, is a change in place considered a requirement for a new bracha. Before Moshe le'itim nimlach adam ilecho, because you thought you would go to that other place and eat over there, and then you changed your mind. And even if you didn't change your mind, the rabbi said across the board, no, since you could have changed your mind, we make you make a new bracha in the new place. As opposed to, a mitzvah, you don't have a choice, will you or will you not do the mitzvah when you get there. With food, you have a choice, I'll eat, maybe I won't eat when I get there. But kagon tzitzis, shedaito l'kayim a mitzvah, the person is intending to fulfill the mitzvah wearing his talis gadol. Afilu shem shnei maisi mitzvah, ein b'zeh hesech hadas. That wouldn't constitute a hesech hadas, even though it's a different place. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, if the distance was very far, if the Beis HaKnesses was very far from the house, shaloya daito bishas bracha gamalova, when you put on the talis katan, you did not intend to be motzi the talis gadol, or sheisiach daito b'neim, or if you had some sort of a loss of thought about the talis in between, then you would certainly have to make a new bracha. Incidentally, the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you put on the talis katan in one room and the talis gadol in another room, that type of a shinui makom is not considered a significant shinui, as long as you had intention when you went from one room to the other room to do that. Dirshu footnotes 46 and 48 bring down a number of other interesting halachic ramifications of what we've been discussing. Le'inyan halicha misukkah l'sukkah, is that considered a hefsek? If you go from your sukkah to your friend's sukkah, do you have to make a new leishiv basukkah? So he brings down in Hilchas Sukkah, and he says, Shetoli b'machlokes achronim kan legabi tzitzis. The same exact machlokes that we have over here, is it considered a shini mokum from place to place? The Chayei Adam says, no, for a mitzvah it's not. So he would say by sukkah it's not also. Whereas by food it would be considered a shinui. Other poskim say no, even from place to place for a mitzvah it's considered a shinui, so by sukkah it would be a shinui as well. However, the Shaar HaTzion brings down in the name of the Habes Meir, the Shona mitzvah tzitzis mi mitzvah sukkah. He wants to distinguish between the two mitzvahs themselves, between the mitzvah of sukkah and the mitzvah of tzitzis. Why? Mitzvah tzitzis called talis v'talis mitzvah b'fnei atzmihi. If you wear a four-cornered garment, you put tzitzis on it and you get a bracha. You make a bracha and you get a mitzvah. You wear another four-cornered garment, you get another mitzvah. Another four-cornered garment, another mitzvah. So each pair of tzitzis is a different mitzvah, all under the rubric of the mitzvah of tzitzis, but each pair is a separate mitzvah. Masha ein kin l'inyan sukkah, as opposed to sukkah, there's one mitzvah. Sit in a sukkah. Doesn't say you have to sit in the same sukkah. Shtehen mitzvahs achasis, the two sukkahs is one mitzvah, and therefore lo shna sukkah zumi sukkah acheres, and therefore if you switch sukkahs you wouldn't have to make a new leishah basukkah, whereas by tzitzis he says you would have to make a separate bracha if you were mishana your makom. Similarly, in regards to bedikas chametz, when a person has more than one house to make the bedika in, so the Mishnah Berurah writes later on in Hilchos Pesach, shekivon shebedikas kulam mitzvahs achasi, there's one mitzvah to do bedikas chametz on your house, on your possessions, even if they happen to be in two separate locations. So therefore, in this regard, ein halicha chshuva hefsek, since it's one mitzvah, so the Mishnah Berurah says, one bracha can suffice when you go from this house to your house across the street. V'yochol lotzeis b'bracha achas al kulam, and one bracha can suffice for both. brings down, however, in the name of the Chayyadim, Sha'afal pi shalich mi bayis labayis lo nechsheves hefsik, even though in this situation, going from one house to another house is not considered a hefsik, you can make one bracha and biyotze, mikomokom halicho mi beso labayis shebechotzer acheres, nechsheves hefsik. If you're going to an entirely different courtyard far away, then that would constitute a hefsik. Nishmas Adam writes over there, the Tam, he says the reason is as follows, She'ein ze mishum she'mokom rochok nechshav kishinu mokom. It's not so much the distance makes it into a separate place, ela mishum she'bemokom rochok mistama yesh hesech hadas. It's because you probably traveled such a distance and therefore had a hesech hadas, and therefore it's considered a hefsek, but not automatically just because it's in a different place. Finally, the last halacha of the day, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that how do we define what is considered a sicha or an interruption with talk? And he says, afilu teva achas, even a single word. And the Bi'ah halacha later on, he brings down in the name of the Chayyadim as well, that he's questioning if one word is enough or you need to have at least two words. However, the Bi'ah halacha expresses surprise at this psak, and he brings down the Rosh in the halachos kitanos, who says, shim ono amein bein tayim, just answering amein, Al eza bracha sheshoma. If you were not allowed to answer amen to a bracha because you were in the middle of a bracha, tzorich lachzor levarech. You have to make the whole bracha over again. So a single word like amen is considered an interruption. V'afal pi sheleinyan siras haomer. And even though in regards to siras haomer, if a person makes a mistake in the day, as long as he corrects it within toch kedei dibur, it's not considered a mistake. Rav Shlomo Zalman explains that's because you're still involved in the mitzvah and it's not considered a hefsek. That concludes today's shir.